And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 26th of January, 2015. It was on this day, 1784, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter to his daughter saying that he did not think the eagle should be the symbol of America. He described it as a bird of bad moral character. A much better symbolic fowl, Benjamin Franklin said, would be the turkey, a true original native of America, much more respectable bird. It's the birthday of Jules Pfeiffer, born in the Bronx, 1929, the cartoonist, the novelist, and playwright. Jules Pfeiffer, who said of his childhood, "The only thing I wanted to be was grown up, because I was a terrible flop as a child." You cannot be a successful boy in America if you cannot throw or catch a ball. Decided early on he wanted to be a comic strip artist, went to work for a cartoonist named Will Eisner, and then started writing his own cartoons in the pages of The Village Voice. It's the birthday of Sean McBride, born in Paris, 1904. He's the son of Maud Gonne, the woman whom William Butler Yeats was in love with and wanted desperately to marry. Sean McBride's father was Major John McBride, an Irish nationalist and patriot who was executed for helping to lead the Easter Rising, the 1916 rebellion, trying to force the end of British rule of Ireland. Sean McBride joined the IRA. He fought in the Irish War of Independence, was imprisoned by the Irish Free State, and when he got out of jail, he went to law school, worked as a lawyer for human rights cases around the world, investigating abuses by governments against civilians, especially ones in times of war. He was one of the founders of the human rights group Amnesty International, and for that he was given the Nobel Peace Prize in 1974. Here's a poem for today by Wesley McNair, Happiness. "Why," Dot asks, stuck in the back seat of her sister's two-door, her freckled hand feeling the roof for the right spot to pull her wide self up onto her left, the unarthritic ankle. "Why does her sister, coaching outside on her cane, have to make her laugh so she flops back just as she was, though now looking wistfully out through the restaurant reflected in her back window, she seems bigger and couldn't possibly mean we should go ahead in without her. She'll be all right. And so when you finally place the pillow behind her back and lift her right out into the sunshine, all four of us are happy, none more than she, who straightens the blossoms on her blouse, says how nice it is to get out once in a while, and then goes in to eat with the greatest delicacy. Oh, I could never finish all that. And aplomb, the complete roast beef dinner with apple crisp and ice cream, just a small scoop." Happiness, a poem by Wesley McNair from The Town of No and My Brother Running, published by David R. Godin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by LegalZoom, providing legal solutions for business owners, including corporate filings and legal plans, featuring attorney contract review and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.